The hospital door closed behind him, but Wells' smile stayed frozen in place, as if the force it had taken to lift the corners of his mouth had permanently damaged the muscles in his face. Through the haze of drugs, his mother had probably thought his grin looked real, which was all that mattered. She'd held Wells' hand as the lies poured out of him, bitter, but harmless. "Yes, Dad and I are doing fine." She didn't need to know that they'd barely exchanged more than a few words in weeks. "When you're better, we'll finish Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire." They both knew that she'd never make it to the final volume. Wells slipped out of the hospital and started walking across B deck, which was mercifully empty. At this hour, most people were either at tutorials, work, or at the exchange. He was supposed to be at a history lecture, normally his favorite subject. He'd always loved stories about ancient cities like Rome and New York, whose dazzling triumphs were matched only by the magnitude of their downfalls. But he couldn't spend 2 hours surrounded by the same tutorial mates who had filled his message queue with vague, uncomfortable condolences. The only person he could talk to about his mother was Glass, but she'd been strangely distant lately. Wells wasn't sure how long he'd been standing outside the door before he realized he'd arrived at the library. He allowed the scanner to pass over his eyes, waited for the prompt, and then pressed his thumb against the pad. The door slid open just long enough for Wells to slip inside and then closed behind him with a huffy thud, as if it had done Wells a great favor by admitting him in the first place. Wells exhaled as the stillness and shadows washed over him. The books that had been evacuated onto Phoenix before the cataclysm were kept in tall, oxygen-free cases that significantly slowed the deterioration process, which is why they had to be read in the library, and only then for a few hours at a time. The enormous room was hidden away from the circadian lights, in a state of perpetual twilight. For as long as he could remember, Wells and his mother had spent Sunday evenings here, his mother reading aloud to him when he was little, then reading side by side as he got older. But as her illness progressed and her headaches grew worse, Wells had started reading to her. They just started volume 2 of Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire the evening before she was admitted to the hospital. He wove through the narrow aisles toward the English language section and then over to history, which was tucked into a dark back corner. The collection was smaller than it should have been. The first colonial government had arranged for digital text to be loaded onto Phoenix, but fewer than 100 years later, a virus wiped out most of the digital archives, and the only books left were those in private collections, heirlooms handed down from the original colonists to their descendants. Over the past century, most of the relics had been donated to the library. Wells crouched down until he was eye level with the G's. He pressed his thumb against the lock, and the glass slid open with a hiss, breaking the vacuum seal. He reached inside to grab Decline and Fall, but then paused. He wanted to read on so he'd be able to tell his mother about it, but that would be tantamount to arriving in her hospital room with her memorial plaque and asking for her input on the wording. "You're not supposed to leave the case open," a voice said from behind him. "Yes, thank you," Wells said, more sharply than he'd meant. He rose to his feet and turned to see a familiar-looking girl staring at him. It was the apprentice medic from the hospital,